These are headline stories from the newspapers of Elgin 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 23, 1918. The superintendent of nursing at Sherman Hospital, Miss Irene Oberg, is readying graduate nurses at the hospital for potential duties as Red Cross nurses in the European War Theater. A number of nurses, the names of which Oberg could not disclose, have been gathering supplies and enlarging their wardrobes in anticipation of the call to duty. Charles Silliman opened his grocery at 214 Lawrence Avenue for business 7 months ago. Now Silliman has sold the store to Emil Wolfe, and he and his partners, Elmer McLean, Arthur Pryler, and Arthur Crambeer, are readying themselves for their call to service. The Silliman family has been in the grocery business in Elgin for 10 years. Charles brought out his father, who operated at the same location, but who had left to become a food wholesaler. Silliman said the Army got three good men in partners, and now, after being rejected for physical reasons, Silliman will join his partners again. War works wonders, he added. Developer George Andreessen is said to have taken an option on the Danner property bordered by Anne Franklin and River Streets and the Northwestern Railway. The option is good until June 15th. Andreessen has asked about the options and indicated he could offer no specifics and said he'd been retained to represent other parties in the matter. Railroad engineering teams were reported to have been reviewing the property based on recent land sales in the Joliet area to the Rock Island Railroad. There's speculation that Andreessen may represent the Rock Island, the state of Illinois, or the federal government in the land acquisition. The celebration of the Kane County Centennial will include programs in five areas. The five county officers met in session and selected committees for the observance. The groups include speakers, historical scenes, publicity, music, and the parade. The event is slated for Pottawatomie Park in St. Charles on June 27th. These are the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum, 360 Park Street, Elgin.